Welcome to a learntolearn.org podcast. We are here to support your learning, taking off the limits that we have accrued to our learning and adding in those ingredients that we've learned from world-class learners that have made them the best so that we can each update our own programming and become the best learners that we can be. We're really glad that you're here to share some time with us. We hope that this brings you exactly what you need today to better engage in your life and your learning. The next part in our series on motivation and goal setting and how to get to success in our learning, in our life, we want to go back to visualization and how visualization works and how it can be used to uncover the hidden barriers to success. Now, all of us have heard many times about how important it is to visualize the outcomes, to step into the outcomes, to experience from that. We've talked about it here. We hear about it in sports psychology. We hear about it everywhere. And all that has tremendous value. But we want to go further with that. We want to get to what we think of is the real power of visualization, which isn't just in picturing success. It's in uncovering what is blocking that success. Today, together, we want to go beyond the surface level of imagine your success, as important as that is. We want to approach how to use visualization to expose and transform these subconscious patterns that are secretly sabotaging our goals. In this exploration of the shadow side of visualization, we want to start with what for some is an uncomfortable truth, that our conscious desires are often at war with our subconscious programming. We say, this is what I want, this is who I am, we affirm it, we visualize it, and something in us goes, nope, not how it is, and gets in the way. When we visualize success, we want to pay attention to the subtle and sometimes not so subtle resistance that arises. That resistance isn't the enemy to be overcome. It is the map, it's the indicator that leads us to transformation. Consider what happens when you visualize your desired outcome. Notice the immediate thoughts that follow if you say these things to yourself. If we say to ourselves, I can do anything. I can do this project. I can learn this easily. Notice what happens inside. Is there this strong feeling of, yeah, that's so true, or does something else happen? If we say to ourselves, I deserve this, whatever that is, does everything inside seem to agree? Is there a smooth flow, or is there a reaction, a tension, something else that pushes back? What happens if we say to ourselves, I really believe in myself? Again, is everything inside lined up with that? Or is there a reaction, a contraction? Whatever that reaction and contraction is, when we find it, that is telling us exactly what the prior programming that somehow has gotten into our psyche is, and that if we can recognize that and respond properly to that, transform that, that we are opening the gateway, the doors to success. Each resistance point reveals a belief pattern that has been invisibly shaping our result. Traditional visualization, as useful as it can be, often fails because it tries to overlay new images onto old programming. Sometimes we call that putting whipped cream on garbage. Looks good, smells good, until we dig into it and try and get somewhere with it. And then we find the rest. So instead of just overlaying the visualization, what we're going to do is what we would call depth visualization to expose and transform the underlying patterns. in this depth visualization process, we're going to start with the desired outcome. We know where we want to get to. And when we think about that, we want to notice our immediate emotional and physical response. We particularly want to pay attention to any tension, anxiety, or desire to pull away, to disengage. When the resistance arises, we don't want to fight it. We want to ask, what does this resistance believe that it's protecting me from? What is it telling me? What is it trying to show me that I need to address? Follow the thread of this fear or this doubt or this tension to its root. We want to identify these opposing forces in our own psyche. Part of us wants to make itself known, and part of us wants to do away with that, wants to equate that tension as danger and get rid of it. So instead of overlaying this or overriding it, we want to utilize it. We have a whole set of underlying constructs that either we assimilated from the outside. Somebody said or implied that we weren't good enough, that we couldn't do things. You know, maybe in the course of school early on, we were challenged by learning something and we took that to mean something very limiting and negative about ourselves. On and on. We all know this stuff. So the key to transformation isn't forcing the whipped cream on the garbage. It is in uncovering what all that earlier programming is and getting it lined up with the outcomes that we now understand to be truer of who we really are and what we're capable of. We want to identify these conflicts and notice when our goals are in conflict with our prior self-image. For example, if we say, you know, I want to earn a great living, but we somehow have the idea that money is bad and that it corrupts people, now we have a conflict. And we're going to play that conflict out in the process of moving forward. We want to map these conflicts out. We want to write them down, because otherwise we'll see them, we'll have the insight, and we go, oh my gosh, that's it, that's important. And then the next day we're going to be asking ourselves, now what was that? We want to be able to come back to that again and again until we have transformed those. We also want to understand that resistance as not something that is bad and that opposes us. I mean, all right, it does get in the way some, but that was our best take on things. That was our best understanding at the time we put it in. So we want to, in a sense, honor it. We want to appreciate it. We just want to also view it as all things evolve, and that was my best understanding then. Now let's evolve it based on newer information, new experiences. We want to update these things. We've spent considerable time in past podcasts thinking about covering how to change beliefs, both minor beliefs and deep beliefs. The more resistance that we find, the more important it is to recognize that this is a fundamental pattern. So we want to notice, as we feel that resistance, that this is a belief. It's either a belief about our identity, or it's a belief about how the world works. Either way, beliefs at their core are represented as pictures. What we have found is that all human beings represent beliefs as an image, as a picture. We want to notice what that picture is, and we want to transform that picture. That picture is just the conclusion that our brain has arrived at based on the prior information that it had. So we want to, again, appreciate that. We don't want to fight with it. It's not that that's wrong. It's just we didn't have all the information yet. Or we had incorrect information. We had something somebody told us. Or we thought that because X happened, it meant something about us that it didn't. But at that younger age, That was the best conclusion that we could come up with. So we want to notice that image. And as we've talked about before, we want to notice where that image is. Typically, those images are going to be either somewhere in front of us or they're going to surround us. Either way, they change in a similar fashion. We want to take those images and, in a sense, open them up and take out the incorrect information and dispose of it. You know, some people will think of it as throwing it in the sun. Some people think of it as handing it to the divine. Some people will put it through a paper shredder. Some people will flush it, whatever. We want to take that inaccurate information out of that picture and put in there what we would want to understand, what we now understand. And we want to put it in there in terms of, I can learn to view it this way, to do it this way. I can learn to handle things this way. It means this or this rather than what I used to think. And we want to update those pictures that way. That's going to change the feeling that we get. That's going to change the things we say to ourselves. And that's going to change how we approach our goals, how we approach engaging in our life. We would suggest going back and listening through those things, because that'll give you a much more thorough understanding than we can get to here. But the point of this is, when we've used visualization, when we've used affirmations to uncover this material and we've updated these, it's going to be so much easier to stay motivated. It's going to be so much easier to accomplish our goals and to move forward to the outcomes that we want in our lives. This makes it so much easier to succeed in learning, to succeed in the workplace, to succeed in having the life we want and the deeper fulfillment that that brings.
Thank you for listening. Our purpose is supporting your capacity to learn and to attain all that you can imagine. We hope you use the perspectives and exercises that we have shared. Feel free to send us questions, ideas, experiences that might benefit our listeners via learntolearn.org, learn-to-learn.org. Finally, please help others by sharing our link with your friends, family, and other loved ones, since how you learn is how you live.